啊，各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很久没有见你们啊。
Haven't seen you for quite some time.
很高兴看到你们。
I'm very pleased to see you.
我们今天正道的题目是祸与福。
The topic of today is blessings and woes.
这个我们中国人呢。每当岁末年初的时候
We Chinese, whenever we go through the new year,
人人求福啊
that almost everyone is seeking for blessings.
彼此祝福
And we try to bless one another as well.
这个是必然有的现象
And this is very common and traditional.
要蒙福要趋啊蒙福而避祸
We wish to be blessed and get away from the calamity.
这是我们人之常情。
This is nature of us.
因为祸与福是客观存在的。
Because calamities and blessing, they all exist objectively.
并不是迷信。
This is not any sort of mystery.
在马太福音的第五章
In chapter 5 of book of Matthew,
耶稣他专门论到了福。
Jesus talked about blessings in this chapter.
在23章
And in chapter 23,
主耶稣又专门的论到了祸。
And Jesus also talked about woes.
这是在新约圣经。
This is in the book of New Testament.
在旧约
And in the Old Testament,
箴言呢一共有32篇
There are 30
30章
30 chapters in the book of Proverbs
他就用了11章来专门论述祸善恶互论垂为真言
And yet use about 11 chapters to talk about the good and wicked
他明确的警戒世人
is to use to warn people
行善得福
that if you do good, you will be blessed.
作恶遭祸
You will be ruined if you do wicked things.
人如果想趋福避祸
If you want to draw near to blessing and get away from calamity,
当然就必须先明白
then we must have a first understanding.
什么是祸呢
What is calamity?
什么是福啊
And what is blessing?
祸与福有什么关联吗
？And what's the relationship between the two?
该怎么样去面对呢
？And how could we face them?
这就是我们今天要学习。
This is something we want to learn today.
祸与福是一个很大的课题。
Woes and blessing is a big question to study for.
我们今天呢，只谈一些跟我们的信仰有密切关系的。
And today we will only focus, that has something to do with our faith.
我们彼此共勉。
Then we can encourage one another.
首先我们来看信徒的祸。
First, we let's study about the woes and blessings of believers.
现在看基督徒的祸。
Let's think about the woes of Christians.
基督徒什么情况下会有祸呢？
Under what circumstances will Christians suffer calamity?
如果基督徒违反了圣经中明文规定的诫命
If Christians go against and violate the clear instructions of the scripture,
比如十诫
for example, the Ten Commandments,
那就必然被定罪
then the consequence is to be condemned.
那当然是祸
Of course, that will consider as a woe.
但是有些事情呢，虽然没有明文规定
，However, there are some areas, even though they were not written down.
但是如果我们违背了
，And yet, if we violate those principles,
也是有祸的。
We will also face consequence.
为什么呢
？And why is that?
我们看看下面的这些例子。
Let's see the examples below.
主拯救我们
，Lord saved us.
他不是看我们的行。
It's not by judging our deeds.
他看什么?
And what does he focus on?
他就看你 是不是真心诚意的信他。
You want to find out whether you believe in him with genuine heart.
所以这个信是不能讨价还价。
And therefore, the genuine faith in you is non-negotiable.
就人常常有软弱。
We may have a weakness in our life.
主可以允许我们信心有的时候大强，有的时候弱小。
Lord, permit and tolerate our faith sometimes go up and down and big and small.
有起伏。
And could, with ups and down.
主都允许。
And Lord allows it.
但是他绝不允许。
And yet there is something he will never tolerate.
虚假。
Hypocrisy.
对吗？
Isn't it true?
因为虚假的信和不信是没有区别的。
Because faith with falsehood is no different from unbelieving.
圣经说，不信的人罪已经定了。
As the scripture said, whoever does not believe stands condemned already.
主耶稣说，假冒伪善的人有祸了。
As Lord Jesus said himself, woe to you hypocrites.
所以，虚假的信一定是祸。
And therefore, being a pretentious and as a hypocrite, will definitely face consequence.
主耶稣对信他的人只有一个要求。
There is only one request the Lord Jesus asked for.
一个。
Only one.
什么呢？
And what is that?
就是要有忠心。
That it's to be faithful.
啊，而不是有本事。有聪明。
It's nothing to do with being capable or being smart.
主喜悦又忠心又良善的。
The Lord pleases those who pleases those will be pleased by those who are faithful and good.
他恨恶假冒伪善。
He detests hypocrisy.
所以对神不忠心就是对神的背逆。
And therefore, if you are unfaithful to God, then you are rebel against God.
那当然是祸。
Of course, that will be considered a woe.
主耶稣清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus has warned us clearly.
告诫我们。
And has warned us.
啊，不要贪爱世界。
Do not love this world.
你不能侍奉两个主。
No one can serve two masters.
如果你仍然在为金钱、名利、地位而活。
If you still live for wealth, fame, and status of this earth,
那我要解释一下，为金钱、地位、名利而活，不是说你不要去赚钱。
So let me further explain what do I mean, not to live for wealth, fame, and status. I'm not here saying that you shouldn't try to earn.Not to hold a job, to earn a living.
圣经说做工得工价是应该的。
As the scripture should say, it is reasonable that we should have wages by our work.
主不允许不劳而获。
And the Lord does not permit laziness.
所以他并不是不允许我们去做工赚钱。
So it does not mean we are not allowed to earn money in the society.
我们必须明白。
We need to understand.
他不允许我们只是为了金钱、名誉、地位去活。活的目的就是这个。
What he cannot tolerate is that we only work for wealth, fame, and status.
如果
making them become the goal of our life.
如果你真的活着的唯一的目的就是为了名誉、地位、金钱的话。
If you live for wealth, fame, and status alone,
那你就仍然活在罪中。
Then you are still living in sin.
那不是祸吗？
Isn't that the woe?
那当然是祸。
Of course, that's woe.
在罪中怎么不是祸呢？
If you are living in sin, isn't that calamity?
由此可见。
And therefore,
凡是违反神的诫命的
，that whoever go against the command of God，
对神虚情假意的
whoever is insincere and play falsehood before God,
对神不忠心的,
whoever is unfaithful to God,
仍然为着金钱、名利、地位而作为唯一目的而活着的人,
and treating wealth, fame, and status as the only goal of their life,
所有这些都是祸。
All above, they are in woe.
我们还要记住保罗在哥林多前书九章十六节他所说的一句话。
Let us remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
若不传福音, 我便有祸了。
Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
各位弟兄姐妹,请注意啊。
Please pay attention, brothers and sisters.
这句话并不是只限于保罗。
The word is not only applying, does not only apply to Paul only.
保罗不传福音，他就有祸了。
It's not saying Paul, if Paul doesn't preach the gospel, woe to him.
这句话是说给我们所有的人。
This word applies to all of us.
是神说的。
This is the word from God.
因为圣经的话就是神的话。
Because the word from the scripture is breathed by God.
绝不是针对保罗一个人。
It does not only cannot treat it as only applying can be applied to Paul.
所以我们如果仅仅活在享受神的恩典当中
，If we live only for to enjoy in God's grace,
我们从来不去传扬福音
，And we have no action to preach the gospel,
就有祸了。
Then woe to us,
就有祸了。
We are in woe.
以上这些，如果我们有错
，If we have violated any of the above，
我们有违反
，and we sin against them，
你就要尽快的悔改。
Then we need to repent，
求神
quickly ask for God's forgiveness，
那才能够避免灾祸。
Then we can avoid the calamity。
这是关于基督徒的祸。
And this is the woe to Christians.
我们再来看基督徒的福。
And let's talk about the blessings of Christians.
故意去犯罪的基督徒可以说是很少很少。
Very few Christians purposely try to sin.
但是
And yet,
对于神所赐的福
For yet, when we face the blessing that God has prepared for us,
因为了解不够,
because of lacking of understanding,
信心不足,
and not enough faith,
去支取不多的基督徒不在少数,
it's not minority that we don't know how to ask and get the blessings from the
Lord. 如果我们专题去研读圣经,
if we study Bible topically,
我们必然会惊讶地发现
We will be surprised.
神赐给我们的福竟然是如此的丰富
We will find out how abundant that God has already prepared all the blessings for us.
如果有人认为哎，这不过就是理论上的福啊
If some people think they are all blessings in theory,
离我们很远
it's very, they are very remote from us,
或者因为信心不足
or because of our lack of faith,
就不敢大胆地去向神求
we don't have courage to ask for those blessings boldly,
自然我们得到的福气就很有限
naturally, the blessings we receive is very limited.
银行里本来有你的存款
Just like you do have saving account in the bank
你不去取
And yet you don't withdraw the money
这个钱不是你不能用吗
So you never be able to use the money in the bank
所以这种情况是很可惜
So it is very pitiful if we fall into such condition
应该改变
That we should change
怎么改变呢
That how could we change?May I give some suggestions?
来供大家参考
So, as your reference,
第一
First,
就是要好好的去研读圣经
That we need to study Bible diligently.
研读圣经必蒙福
That as we study Bible, we will be blessed.
其实是 基督徒都知道应该读圣经。
This is something we all know that we should read the scripture.
但是坚持这样做的不多。
And yet very few are persistent about reading the Bible.
原因各不相同了。
We all with all sorts of reasons.
其中有一些呢是属于方法的问题。
And yet some of them can be changed if we change some method.
而不是反对读圣经。它是方法有问题。
It's not people have no desire of reading the Bible, yet they just read the way they do it. It's wrong.
如果你是愿意读圣经的
，If you do have a desire to read the Bible,
那你可以围绕着一个专题来读。
Then you can choose a topic and try to study the Bible with that topic.
比如圣经里面耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
For example, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
那我们围绕这样一个真理。
So you focus around this topic.
我们去学，去找。
Then we start to do research and to search.
什么是道路
？What is the way?
啊，他用主用什么方法为我们啊预备了这一条道路呢？
How did the Lord prepare for us to for this way?
就是不至灭亡，反得永生这条路，他是怎么去预备的呢？
The way that will lead us to eternity and not face destruction. And how did the Lord prepare this way for us?
我们人怎么样才能走上这一条路呢？
And how can we human being to walk upon this way?
他里边说。他是真理。
Jesus also say he is the truth.
他说了哪些话呢？
So what did he say?
他用了哪些比喻来解释这个奥秘呢？
What parables did he use to explain that he is the truth?
这很多了。
Of course, there are many.
另外，他说他是生命。
In addition, he say he is the life.
谁创造了有灵的活人？
Who created man with living soul.
啊，人的重生是由何而来？
And how can we be reborn to have eternal life?
因为重生就是有新的生命嘛。
If we say we have been reborn, that means we are gaining a new life.
这个新的生命从何而来呢？
And where is this new life come from?
我们将来有永恒的生命。这个永恒的生命是谁所赐呢？
We are going to have eternal life, and who gave us this eternal life?
所有上面所这些。
For all the things above,
它是道路，它是真理，它是生命。
He is the way, the truth, and life.
啊，都指向啊一个源头。
For they all point to the one source.
就是三一真神圣父圣子圣灵。
That is the Trinity God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
我们透过这样一种研读
By focusing on this topical study.
通过这样一个专门的查考
With this type of research.
你读经就有了目标了。
Then all of a sudden, it brings purpose for your scripture reading.
而不是随便一翻哦，翻到这儿啊，那就读这儿了。
So not like before you read it aimlessly.
我们就有了目标。
Then we have a goal.
我们就有了深度。
There is a depth in the goal.
我们读进去。
And we can read deeper.
我们也有了广度。
And we also read with a wide range of things to look for.
这就像我们去挖掘这个宝藏一样。
It's just like we are searching and digging for treasure.
我们天天有收获。
That we are going to gain something every single day.
我们天天有乐趣。
That bring us fun and interest.
我们对神的认识就会具体了。
And become very practical as how we for us to know God.
就会深入了。
Then we have a deeper relationship with Him.
我可以肯定的说
，I can state firmly，
你属灵的生命也会因此而成长起来。
And your spiritual life will start to grow because of this.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
圣经不是讲过吗?
Didn't the Bible say?
认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
To know the Son of God, you can grow mature.
你对神的认识深了,你对神的认识广泛了。
The deeper you know God, the wider you know God.
所以你属灵的生命就必然成长起来。
It's naturally then your spiritual life will start to grow.
丰富起来。
Become more abundant.
你就会因此而蒙福。
And you will be blessed because of this.
这是第一个建议。
That is the first point I would like to
recommend. 第二个建议。
Second.
也是老生常谈。
It's also a well-known
不是我发的
teaching. It's not something invented by me.
就是恒切祷告必蒙福。
That is, one will be blessed if one devotes oneself to prayer.
圣经告诉我们
The scripture tells us.
祷告是什么?
What is prayer?
祷告是神给予我们基督徒的特权啊。
It's the privilege that God has given to us, Christians.
我们大多数的基督徒都是愿意祷告。
Most of us Christians, we all are willing to pray.
但是事实上
And however,
真正坚持祷告的并不是多数。
Very few pray persistently.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
可能有这样两个这样几个方面的原因吧。
Perhaps there are two perspectives and reasoning.
一方面
First,
是不知道该祷告些什么呀?
We have no idea what to pray for.
另外一个方面
on the other hand,
都不知道该怎么祷告呢?
We don't know what to say.
其实
And actually,
我们向神祷告的内容啊
The content of our prayer to God,
大致包括五个方面。
I can summarize to five areas.
赞美
praise
感恩
thanksgiving
认罪
confession
祈求
request
代求
intercession
大概包括这五个方面
in general it covers five areas
前面的不讲了大家都明白了
I will skip the first few because I believe you understand
祈求是什么
and then what is request
祈求就是表达你自己愿望
Requesting is to express your own desire.
你向神求什么?
And what do you want to make a request to the Lord?
代求是什么?
And what is intercession then?
代求是你就是为了别人的需要去向神求。
That is, you pray for others' needs to God.
这五个方面。
In these five areas,
赞美、感恩、认罪。祈求代求
praise, thanksgiving, confession, request, intercession
并不需要你每一次都要包括这五个方面
It is not necessary that you cover all these five areas each time you pray
一个不少
that you thinking you cannot lack them all
其实不是这样
that is not the case
只要你把你的愿望表达出来
as long as you express your desire
对你的重点表
达出来就好了
It will be good
enough as long as you express the
main point 今天有一件事情你特别感谢神
For example, if there is something in your heart you truly want to give thanksgiving to God
比如今天有一件事情你特别感到神的荣耀
If there is something today that happened to you that you feel a deep desire you want to give praise to God's creation and mighty power.
你把这个重点谈出来就好。
You just focus on the main point and express it in prayer.
至于怎么说
And then about how to express it.
其实这真的是不需要顾虑。
And actually, you shouldn't pay too much attention to it.
就像你自己对父母讲话。
And just like how you talk to your own parents.
你跟父母讲话不至于说哎呀我不知道怎么说吧，不会。
That you won't come to hesitation thinking about what should I say to my parents.
你自自然然的说出来就好了。
You just talk to your parents naturally, isn't it?
当然，我们都希望成为一个很会祷告。 告的人。
Of course, we want to be seasoned in prayer.
其实啊，这也是可以学习的。
And actually, prayer can be learned.
怎么学习呢？
And how can we learn from it?
第一，常常祷告。
First, pray often.
自然你就越来越熟悉了。
And then we become quite familiar with it naturally.
第二，
second,
你多读圣经当中的诗篇嘛。
Read the Psalms in the scripture, in the Bible.
你把那些美好的诗句你记下来。
Memorize those beautiful verses.
不一定都记得下来。
Perhaps you couldn't memorize them all.
你读一次你记一句总可以吧。
And you can memorize just one each time you read.
这些美好的诗句你记在心里。
When we memorize those beautiful sayings in the Psalm,
到时候你就自然。
Then we will start to use it as the time comes.
至于为什么说祷告会让人蒙福呢？
And then what is the reason for the blessed, for people who pray to be blessed?
这一点很重要。
It is very important to know.
有人认为这个好像很神秘，不太清楚。
And people wonder, this too, how can we make a relationship out of this? This is mysterious.
祷告了很久也没有成功。
And since I pray for a long time, I haven't seen anything happening.
怎么说是蒙福呢？
And how can I claim that I'm blessed?
我们来分析一下。
Let's do some analysis to it.
常常祷告的人，他心里边一定是有神的。
Whoever pray often, there's God in his heart.
他如果心里面根本没装着神，他怎么会去向神祷告呢？
If there is no God in him, how could he pray to God?
那么你心里面常常有神，想着神。
If God is enthroned in your heart, you constantly thinking about God.
尊主为大。
Your soul glorifies the Lord.
你去亲近他。
And when you draw near to God.
你去依靠他。
When you rely on God.
圣经说，
According to the scripture,
你亲近神，神就必亲近你。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
这句话反过来呢？
And on the other hand,
也是一样嘛。
In the same thing,
你不亲近神，神怎么亲近你呢？
If you get away from God, and how could He draw near to you?
你向神祷告，你心里面所想所求的，你都告诉神了。
When you pray to God, you give whatever in your heart and share them with the Lord.
你的心当然是向神敞开。
Then you open your heart to God.
他就了解你所想所求是什么。
Then he understands what's the deep desire in your heart.
就像我们做儿女的。
Just like we children.
我们从来都不去跟父母说话。
If we never talk to our parents,
我们也不去亲近他。
We don't draw near to our parents.
父母爱你，但是他不知道你在想什么。
Even our parents love us, yet they have no idea what's in our mind.
是一个道理啊。
This is the same principle.
你向神敞开，他知道你在想什么，你需要什么。
If we open our hearts to God, then God now knows what do we really need.
所以他就会常与你同在。
Then he will always be with us.
成为你随时的帮助。
And he will be, we will find his grace whenever we need.
这不就是福气吗？
Isn't that the blessing?
第三，
Third,
常存爱人之心必蒙福。
People will be blessed if they love God and people.
为什么这么说？
Why is that?
我们可以常常的自我反省。
We can do self-reflection often.
我能够对神爱得更深一些吗？
Can I love my God deeper?
我能够爱人更真一些吗？
Can I love others more genuinely?
而不是表面上的，那个不行。
And not superficially or by doing lip service.
这一点呢，很多基督徒忽略。
a lot of Christians didn't pay attention to.
其实这个是圣经的要求。
And actually, this is the request from the Bible.
圣经里面是这么说的。
According to the scripture,
爱人不可虚假。
That when we love others, we need to love them genuinely.
这不就是爱人要更真吗？
Isn't it that we need to love others more truthfully?
不真就是虚假吗？
If you don't love, there is no truth in it, and then you love as a hypocrite.
所以我们如果能够爱神更深一些，
and if we can love God deeper,
爱人更真一些，
and love others with more sincerity,
这样的人必蒙福。
For they will be blessed, for sure.
这不是我说的。
It is not my words.
圣经说，
because according to the scripture,
神为爱他的人所预备的，
that the scriptures say, God has prepared for the people,
是眼睛未曾看见，
what no eye has seen,
耳朵未曾听见，
no ear has heard,
人心也未曾想到，
that no human mind has conceived.
你不信，你去试一试。
If you don't believe this word, try it out.
这样大的福气从哪儿来呀？
How could we find such great blessing?
从神来的。
From the Lord, of course.
你如果对神不爱神，那当然不必说了。你爱神就停留在一个享受他的恩典这么一个层面。
If you truly love God and you just stay in status quo,
那你还有更多的福气你没有得到啊。
Then you miss much more blessings that you should get.
你眼睛没曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，你想都没有想到的福气还在后面呢。
There are more blessings that no eyes has seen, that no ear has heard.
可是你不去求，你不去支取。
And yet, if you don't demand for it, you don't request, and you don't search for it,
这种得到了主啊这些福气的人都可以做见证。
That those who have received blessings, they can be the testimony.
这是真的。
It is very true.
另外一方面，
Secondly,
一个人如果他真心爱大家，
If a person truly loves people,
大家能够不爱他吗？
Will he not to be popular and lovable by others?
能够得到众人爱戴的人，
the people who can be respected by others,
一定是满有喜乐和福气的。
The person will definitely have joy and blessing.
这是第一方面啊。
This is the first.
基督徒的祸。
That is the blessings and woe of Christians.
我们下面要来看传道人的祸与福。
And now let's go to the woes and blessings of preachers.
有的人不相信传道人还会有祸。
And some people don't believe that could even ministers face calamities and ruin.
他以为传道人肯定全部都是福啊。
And they think that if being a minister, they must have full of blessings.
所以我们要来学一下。
So, and therefore, it's worth for us to study about.
我们作为传道人也有祸和福吗？
As a preacher, will we face blessings and woes?
当然也有。
Of course.
我们先来看传道人的福。
Let us focus our attention to the blessings of ministers.
神啊，人能够蒙神的呼召。
If a person can receive respond to the calling of God,
奉献自己的一生，
to dedicate his life,
为神所用，
to be used by God,
那是难得的福气。
It is truly a very unique blessing.
这个道理是不言自明。
This can be understood.
但是我们传道人必须明白。
And yet we preachers must understand one thing.
第一
，first，
这个福本来是神的怜悯和恩典。
The source of the blessing is from God's mercy and grace.
不是我应该的，不是。
It's not something we ought to, we deserve.
第二
，second，
自己的行为要与神所赐的福相称呢、啊、
Our deeds and actions should be worthy of God's blessing.
传道人的服务我们就讲到这儿。
And I will stop right here about the blessing of preachers.
我们再来看看传道人的祸。
And how about the woes of ministers and preachers?
哥罗西书三章二十五节说。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 25
says, 那行不义的必受不义的报应主并不偏待人
Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs
因此
and there is no favoritism
因此做传道的人如果不行了不义之事
and therefore if we preachers have done anything wrong We will definitely face punishment.
神绝对不会偏待他。
For God shows no partiality.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
真的是这样。
It is indeed true.
你们读过圣经？
For you have read the Bible.
你们知道大卫犯了罪，神怎么对待他的？
As you know, David has sinned, and what's the consequence he faced from God?
你们读过约拿书？
You have read the book of Jonah.
神怎么对待他呢?
How did God treat Jonah?
神不会偏待他们。
God shows no partiality, favor or favoritism.
一定要追讨这个不义的罪。
Their sin will catch them, catches them up.
如果说
And
阻碍平信徒成长的要害是什么呢?
And what is the critical, part that will prevent Christian to be mature.
就是安于现状，不思进取。
That is being complacent with the status quo.
那么，传道人的祸根在哪里？
And then what's the root cause of the ruin of preachers?
啊，就在于忘记恩典，自以为义。
That is forgetting the grace.And start to stand for self-righteousness.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为传道人他处于领导的地位。
Because preachers are standing in a position as leadership.
他教导真理。
He is the one who preached the truth.
解答疑惑。
He is the one to answer questions.
受到尊重。
He is the one to be respected.
久而久之啊
，As the days goes on，
有些传道人就产生一种错觉。
It brings misconception to the preachers。
他以为自己所说的都对。
Some of them start thinking whatever they said is the truth。
他所做的都对。
Whatever they do is correct。
他受到人的尊重是理所应当的。
They receive respect from others as he deserves。
甚至他。就把自己当成教会的头了，一把手了。
He thought he deserved all the respect and become the head of the church.
一切都要由他来决定。
That all need to be decided by him.
啊，我不是说，我没有说，牧师不可以决定教会的一些事情。
I'm not saying, here the pastor has no right to decide what to do in the church.
牧师决定事情。
As a pastor to make some decisions.
是根据圣。
They need to do it according to the scripture.
是根据神的心意。
To according to the will of God.
所以他做决定并不是他人，而是为神来把这个神的旨意表达出来。
And as the preacher makes the decision, he didn't do it for his own good, but he do it for God's will.
有的时候你看执事会讨论事情的时候。
For example, as the deacons are holding deacon board meeting,
照道理应该是大家都以圣经为根据。
In principle, that we all need to discuss according to the scripture.
因为神，主耶稣是教会的头。
Because our Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
但是有的时候，啊，某些个别的牧师啊，他就是不管三七二十一，他。也不讲什么道理。
However, there are some pastors, they are very dominant. People need to follow whatever he said.
这当然是不对的。
Of course, it's that's wrong.
他忘记了主的教导。
He forgets the teaching of the Lord.
主教导什么？
And what did the Lord teach?
做领袖就是做仆人。
That if you want to be a leader, you need to be a servant.
还有一些传道人。
And also there are some other preachers.
他把侍奉看成是一种谋生的职业。
They are treating ministry as a job to earn a living.
他在暗中追求名利。
Seek for wealth and fame underneath the action.
最明显的就是，我去读了一个博士，回来以后，哎，要增加工资哦，我读了博士喽。
For example, if someone got a higher degree, then the person will come back to church. You say, you should raise my salary as a minister.
那不就是社会上的吗？待价而沽吗？
And then we become, we are start to practice a system just like in the world.
他把这种社会上的东西带到教会里面来。
Those people bring the value of the world into church.
迎合世界的潮流。
To satisfy and follow the trend of the world.
他自己，教会不敢大小，他自己要高兴。
That no matter how other people feel, they, this person is very dominant.
他不敢去讲那些啊悔改啦啊，这个教会当中有什么错误啦，他都不敢讲。
Those preachers won't preach about confession, repentance on the pulpit.
他只讲一些合人胃口的。
Only preach something that can satisfy people's appetite.
啊，他不是认真的去改变自己的生命，用生命去造就信徒。
They didn't pay attention to their own life to use their life to influence and edify other believers.
而是像大学的啊教授一样。
But rather, they become just like professors in the universities.
在那传讲知识
，They are there just preaching knowledge.
还有少数的啊传道人
，And also there are a few preachers.
甚至于走上了犯罪的道路
，They even walk on the way of sin.
你们认不认识有个叫肖保罗的牧师啊
？Do you know Reverend Paul Shaw?
哪有？上亚这个上周不有一个南亚神学院吗？
Perhaps you know there's a Naya College right close to us.
他是双语的主任嘛。
And he was the dean of bilingual department.
这个牧师很好。
He is a very good pastor.
他最后是在讲台上啊，心脏主动脉破裂而去世。
He suffered a heart attack and his artery burst while he was preaching on the pulpit.
在他生前呢，曾经啊讲过这样一件事。
Before his death, he has mentioned this.
他说根据统计啊。
He said according to the report.
大约每两年就有一个传道人跌倒。
That a preacher will fall almost every 2 years.
事实上，这个数字可能还不止于此。
And actually, the number could be much higher. The real number.
你们有读《生命季刊》吗
？I don't know. You have read a Spiritual Life magazine?
如果你们有，你们可以去查。如果你没有这个杂志，不要紧，现在有网络嘛，啊，你可以上《生命季刊》的网络去查。
If you don't have this magazine, then you can search online about this particular article.
2015年6月，总第74期。
That June 2015.
啊，他刊登了一篇专文呢。
Pastor Shell has written an article.
啊，这个专文的题目是《教会丑闻带来的反思》。
The reflection of church scandals.
他列举了很多大教会的牧师。
In the article, he has a list, many pastors from big churches.
和有名的牧师。
or well-known pastors.
犯罪并被判刑的实例。
And not only they sin, they become criminal and being thrown in prison.
包括美国的、新加坡的、韩国的，也有华人的。
And including America, Singapore, Korea, and also they are Chinese among those.
你们去看一下。
You can go to internet and search for it.
真是触目惊心。
The content is quite shocking.
我们的神是真神。
We believe a true God.
他是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
他绝不会以有罪为无罪。
He will not treat to make sinners innocent.
啊，他绝不会容忍悖逆的行为。
He won't tolerate rebellious action.
其实，圣经对于那些偏行己路的传道人，早就有明确的警告。
And actually, the Bible has warned those preachers who walk on their own way severely.
哥林多后书四章第一、第二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
他这么说。
And he said,
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆，乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道，只将真理表明出来，好在神的面前把自己鉴于个人的良心。
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
在哥林多后书第四章第五节
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse, chapter 4, verse 5.
说我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
你们看，是不是说得很清楚？
So it is very evident, it's very clear here.
凡是领受了传道职分的人，
whoever received the calling as a preacher,
就不要惧怕世界。
We should no longer fear the world.
不要再做那些暗昧可耻的事情。
We should renounce those shameful ways.
就不能行诡诈。
That we cannot do things in secret.
就不要乱讲神的道。
We should preach the word with clear understanding.
只是传耶稣是主。
We only preach that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
啊，自己呢，只是做仆人。
And we ourselves are merely God's servant.
绝对不要去争当教会的头。
We are not here to seek up as the head of the church.
如果不是这样的话，
if preachers are not doing this,
就要被神弃。
They will be forsaken by God.
正像保罗在哥林多前书九章二十七节。说的那样。
And just like 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27 said by Paul,
他说我是攻克己身，
I strike a blow to my body,
叫身服我，
and make it to my slave,
恐怕我传福音给别人，
so that after I preach to others,
自己反被弃绝了，
I myself will not be disqualified, will not be disqualified for the prize.
我们可以看到，
So we can see,
传道人并没有免获的金牌。
And therefore, preachers, they are not immune by pardon.
如果不首先对付自己的罪，
if we don't face and deal with our own sins,
必定会大祸临头。
And then we will face a severe punishment.
如果不是现在，
if it's not now,
将来也逃脱不了审判。
Sooner or later, you cannot escape the judgment.
为什么？
Oh, why is that?
因为这个祸不是一般的。
For this is not the ordinary mistake you're making.
因为传道人犯罪是大大的羞辱了主的名。
Because preachers who sin, it's truly shame God's name.
而且还让很多的人跌倒。
And making many people fall.
所以这是大祸。
And this is a great ruin.
我这里不点名的说，不是有一位曾经在纽约地区也很出名的啊传道人吗？
Isn't that a very well-known preacher in the New York area?
他到这儿来做布道的时候，很多人去嘛。
When he came to this area do the evangelism, many people went to his event.
他讲得何其的好。
And he was a truly eloquent speaker.
也有不少的人信主。
And many people came to the Lord because of his preaching.
当他犯罪以后，这些因他的传道而信主的人心里边怎么想？
And after his sin has been revealed, how do the believers believe because of his preaching? Think.
是不是羞辱主的名呢？
Isn't this bring shame to God's name?
是不是让这些人跌倒啊？
Or is he the stumbling block to those people?
我们既然蒙召做传道，
If we are called to be a preacher,
就应该长存感恩之心。
We should have a grateful heart.
珍惜神所赐的福。
Treasure the blessing God has given to us.
要随时的警惕。
We need to be alert.
攻克己身。
And blow our body and make it my slave. 叫
身服我。
Make it my slave.
改变生命。
That we need to make a change of our lives.
做出榜样。
To become the example of many.
但是传道人毕竟也是人。
And yet preachers are human too.
他难免也有啊亏欠软弱的时候。
There are some areas of weakness is inevitable.
那些全职在教会里面牧养的传道人。
For those full-time ministers in the church.
他们担子很重。
They carry great burden.
他们要面对很多的困难。
They need to face many difficulties.
他难免也有顾不过来的时候。
There are some areas that they just couldn't take care of.
不像我们这个做讲员的。
Not just like me as like a guest speaker.
只要认认真真的做好啊这个正道的准备。
We only need to prepare our sermon diligently.
真正是啊忠于主的教导。
We just follow the teaching of the Lord.
讲完就完了。
So once we finish our preaching, it is complete.
在教会的牧师不是这么简单。
And however, the pastors in the church is quite different.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你看到了。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, if you have witnessed something,
他们如果有什么啊软弱，有什么错误。
If you have witnessed the pastor's weakness or mistakes.
要爱护帮助他。
You need to care and love them.
要凭爱心对他说诚实的话。
You need to give words with sincerity and truth.
提醒他，劝导他。
To remind him and to guide him.
不要不敢说呀。
Do not hold back.
但是更不要背后乱说啊。
Even worse, do not gossip behind.
要说就说给他本人听。
If you want to say something, say it to him directly.
以弗所书四章十一节、十二节指出。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 says,
牧师是神恩赐给教会的。
Pastors, having pastors is a gift from God.
我们要真心的爱护自己的牧师。
We need to sincerely care and love our pastors.
感谢他为教会所付出的辛劳。
Appreciate his labor for the church.
协助他。
To help him.
共同努力。
That we collabor together.
教会不应该只靠牧师一个人。
The church cannot rely on pastor alone.
而是大家都来摆上。
But rather all of us lay on the altar.
神的教会才能复兴，再复兴。
Can only once this be done, only then the church of God can be revived.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
既然祸与福是真实存在的
if the blessing and wolves truly exist,
世界上有,
definitely they are on this earth.
我们的信仰生活里边也有,
and truly also in our life, faith life.
那是不是一样的呢?
Are they the same?
世界有福, 我们这儿有福, 世界有祸, 我们这儿有祸, 是不是一样呢?
So the blessing in the world, so and once we in our faith circle, we also have faith blessing. If there are walls on in the earth, we also have a wall in our spiritual life.
从字面上来看，都一样啊，福福祸祸，对不对？
It appeared to be the same with the same word.
不一样。
No, they are different.
我们对祸与福的定义。
That once we, how we define woes and blessings,
和他们之间的因果关系,
the causal relationship between the two,
和世界是不同,
it's different from the world,
甚至是相反,
and sometimes they are contradicting one another.
因此，世人认为是福，而极力去追求的那些东西,
and therefore some blessing of the world may view as a blessing, and they seek and they pursue them.
神告诉我们那是祸。
On the contrary, God tells us that they are wolves.
世界把祸与福颠倒了。
For the world has turned the blessing and woe upside down.
世界上有一句话呀。
And there is a word.
祸兮福所依，对吗？ 福兮祸所伏。
And sometimes the blessing comes before the calamity or the ruin is caused by the blessing.
确实, 祸与福,
indeed,
是互相关的。
The blessing and woe sometimes they are interrelated.
但是箴言第十章22节告诉我们,
and yet Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says,
告诉我们什么?
And what did it say?
很重要。
Very important here.
他说耶和华所赐的福使人富足。
He said the blessing of the Lord brings wealth
并不加上忧虑。
Without painful toil.
你得了神所赐的福就是福了，没有什么忧虑在后面。
When you receive the blessing from the Lord, that's it. There is no toil come with it.
耶利米书17章第7节第8节说，
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 and 8
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord.
他必像树，栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢神让我们知道了什么是真祸，什么是真福啊。
Thank God that we now understand what is the true woe and what is true blessing. Sometimes we want to get blessings and get away from woe. Then we shouldn't follow the current of the world. That we need to listen to the instruction of God. The blessing from the Lord is the one we seek.
不要去追求五子登科那种福啊。Do
not seek for the wealth and status like the world.
因为神所赐的福，他说使人富足，并不加上忧虑。For
the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it.
最后，
lastly,
让我们以箴言书13章13节来作为我们。
Let us conclude with Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13.
你们有就翻来看，如果没有，那就听我们读。
If you do have the Bible, may you turn to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Otherwise, just listen to us.
箴言书第十三章十三节这样说
Proverbs 13:13
藐视训言的自取灭亡
Whoever scorns instruction will pay for it
敬畏诫命的必得善报
But whoever respects a command is rewarded
让我们共同低头祷告
Let us bow our heads and pray
我们的主我们的神啊
Our Lord, our God
你赐给我们丰丰富富的福
You have given us abundant blessings
要让我们的生命更丰盛
So we can live abundantly
成为美好
To be good
去荣耀你
So we can glorify you
我们永远感谢主的恩典
We thank you for your grace
不忘记为你而活为你所用
We do not forget to live for you to be used by you
主啊
Lord
你也向我们发出清楚的警告
You have warned us clearly
偏行己路背逆你的道就有祸了
If we don't follow your instruction if we rebel against you we will face punishment
感谢你
Lord,
保守我们的心怀意念
for keeping our hearts and soul
叫我们远离罪恶
So we shun evil.
祈求主
And Lord,
在我们软弱的时候
when we are weak,
给力量
give us strength.
在我们困惑的时候给智慧
give us wisdom when we are perplexed.
救我们脱离凶恶
to lead us out of evil.
不叫我们遇着试探
lead us not to face temptation.
对于过去
In the past,
那些已经犯下了的罪和错误
For all the sins and mistakes we made
我们愿意痛心的悔改
We come before you with a repentant heart
祈求主饶恕赦免
May you forgive and pardon us
对于未来求主常与我们同在
May you be with us
保守带领我们
To keep and lead us.
让我们更有信心平安和盼望
So we can be more faithful with peace and hope.
行在你的旨意之中
That we walk in your will.
得蒙你的喜悦
To be pleased by you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我也要最后说一句感谢主
Lastly, I want to give thanks to God's word.
两个月，四月九号开始，我查出来神经啊，脊椎压迫神经很厉害，四节都是这样。
And about April 9th, I was diagnosed with some problem with my nerve along the spine. There are several areas of the spine.Pressed out my nerve.
我就在担心了，我怎么今天我怎么到这儿来呀
？So I start to worry that how can I arrive to this church?
我来了。
Now I am here.
这不就是神给的福气吗
？Isn't that the blessing of the Lord?
如果没有神的保守
，If there is no keeping of the Lord,
就是昨天我也不会相信我今天会站着吧。
Even yesterday, I couldn't imagine I can finish my preaching by standing today. This is beyond what I can conceive in my mind. Because my God is true God.
He's
worthy for us to rely upon. Praise the Lord. Thank God.